from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's a few things that I want to discuss before we get to this Dan Quinn thing. Friday. I'm really excited about this because I think as an analyst, he's one of the absolute best in football. Rondae Barber's going to join us Friday at 1 o'clock to get us ready for the Bucks.
Anders.
I mean, dude's in the Hall of Fame, won a Super Bowl in Tampa. Few people are going to be able to talk about that team better. I'm really excited to have him. Thank you for booking that, B.
So always like Rondae.
Friday at 1, Rondae Barber will join us. Friday, also, we will be live at D-City Smokehouse, 203 Florida Ave.
Brisket.
I think it's 6th in Florida. We were there. The food is fantastic.
You were there.
I think it was me and Doc, right?
Yeah, I can't wait.
I want to just let the folks at D-City Smokehouse know what I want to eat now.
Brisket?
Yes. But the wings were out of this world.
Well, I just say
the Brussels sprouts.
Just bring out the menu.
That's what they did last time. Yeah. They brought out this giant tray.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna snack too.
Now, Jeff, are you gonna come to that? Because you were real bitter. You didn't get. I don't think you got to work that last time.
I thought I did work the smokehouse last time.
I thought it was heavy metal, Chris. Maybe you're right.
You might have went to another one.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think you went to that one.
I went to the one with Grant and Danny.
Yeah.
Okay. It's dope, dude.
But I'll be out there Friday.
Well, I'm going to need to get some good food because I'll be getting on the plane after that, so I got to be ready.
And we should see how we can get some food to Landfill because I assume you'll be here, Landini, and not over there, right?
I will be here, yes.
All right.
I say Landfill needs to come over there with us.
We will figure that out.
That's the way we came to Westfield.
Okay.
We had fun. I'll be dancing off against a 6-year-old.
All right. D-City Smokehouse, the corner of 2nd and Florida. Parking not that easy, so take an Uber. All right, B. Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn's a confident man. Dan Quinn feels good about his team. We had Dan Quinn on the show last week. Thank you for making time, Coach. I think there's a lot to like about this Washington team. I must have gotten asked 1,000 times this weekend, what do you think for the team? What do you think for the team? And depending how many Corona lights people were having, got a lot of 10 wins, 12 wins. I'm like, we'll see, man. We'll see. Clearly, though, and I think the last maybe 10 days, since the Jahan Dotson trade especially, like Quinn and Peters are focused on the long term. Dan Quinn said, I put together a coaching staff that is focused on development. Mm-hmm. You don't usually hear that from a coaching staff side of things. And then you look at all the former head coaches and coordinators that are on this staff, and it's legitimate. Whatever the schedule is, DQ says they're ahead of it.
Okay. That's a good question. I think we're probably further ahead in some areas. We really pushed a lot of the situations. So we could be at our best in the end of the half and the end of the game. So going in, I thought that would be one of the hardest things that we'd have to do because I just wanted to constantly challenge the guys. Could we be at our best at the end of the half and the end of the game? And so they were really down for that. They were ready to be pushed in that space, and we've really responded. So I'd say we're probably further along in that space. The one that you worry about as a coach, probably, if you ask the other 31, the line of scrimmage, you know, for the big guys, because it's not throwing and catching and things that you can do without it. So usually the line of scrimmage play just kind of keeps improving, you know, the run game, the run defense. And so those are some of the things that I worry about every year. But I think we're further along than I probably anticipated in some spots.
So I think he's talking ahead of schedule as far as getting this team ready to play week one?
Yeah. Well, I think, I don't know if it's that. I think it's just ahead of schedule compared to what he was with other teams and the things that he just mentioned. When he talked about the end of the half, end of the game, he's talking about 2 minute, protecting the ball, holding on to it. And I think all of that was able to happen because offensively you have a young quarterback who basically seems to be light years ahead of other quarterbacks at this moment. And not necessarily in his play because we haven't seen him really play, but the way that he handles information, that digests it, and the way he could go out there and just do what they expect him to do. As a defense, you also have a young guy who's going to be in the game win. Looking at Mikey Sarin still. He's going to be around when you have nickel going on and things of that nature to be trying to worry about somebody's slots and all that. But he is so damn smart. He's calling he's going to be one. Before it's over with, Mikey Sarin still will be calling some of the defense.
I think if Bobby Wagner wasn't here, Sam still might already be doing it.
Yeah.
But because you have a veteran like Wagner, I think, and I think part of signing a guy like Wagner is to bring in somebody immediately that kind of takes over.
Yeah.
The thing, I think you're right about Jaden. I think they've been so impressed by Jaden that maybe they do feel like they are ahead of where they could be.
Well, see, I think it's this, Jay. Coaches, just like when we sit up here and we put out calls to our fans, we ask them, what's your expectation? The coaches understand when we're putting together a team, and Dan has been doing this for a long time, this seems to give us the most problems, okay? So, but they realized they had enough veteran people around to pick up all the easy stuff. So he decides, I'm going to move up to some of the things that are normally a little difficult for us. So he jumps up to the things that are more difficult, and they started picking that up. So maybe it's just because of those things that he's implemented things already that ordinarily you haven't already implemented.
The thing that I think is fair that he mentioned is the line of scrimmage stuff.
Yeah.
And I think in two capacities. Like, I'm not saying these guys can't get it done, but what I know is we haven't seen the projected starting offensive line yet because when Coleman – the rookie Brandon Coleman, the second rounder out of TCU, when he was starting to emerge as that left tackle option, Wiley was hurt. And then Coleman got hurt and Wiley's back. So I think it's quite possible Sunday's starting offensive line is Lucas at left tackle and Wiley at right tackle. The interior is pretty cemented with Allegretti, Biotish, and Cosby. I also think it's quite possible that they – if you go back a couple of weeks and Dan Quinn was asked, do you need to see Brandon Coleman start and get some work before you could play him in Tampa?
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Quinn said, do I need to? No. Do I want to? Yes.
Yeah.
We're at the finish line now, and that hasn't happened. That doesn't mean he can't get a good week of practice with the guys this week.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, starting tomorrow.
Seeing him play will take some of your worries away. But I think they already know what he's capable of. But I also feel.
But doesn't he need a test?
You want to test
it? Seems like a labrum to me.
They may be testing
thing.
That stuff in practice when they make the media leave.
Right.
Normally that's when it happens. But the thing I will tell you is this: I guarantee you, if a coach kept a 10-year guy around, and they don't seem to be concerned, they have a lot of faith in Lucas and what he could do.
Sure. But what makes me nervous specifically about this matchup with Dan Quinn mentioning the line of scrimmage, Tampa's got some horses, and they're going to bring them from everywhere.
They blitz.
Yeah, but they also just have a good D-line.
But you know what people do sometimes, too? They blitz you until you catch them. Now, if they can show the one thing that they try and do to a young quarterback is, I'm going to light him up.
And Todd Bowles.
And if that quarterback can get that ball out into the hands of the playmakers and you start to get them, they back off. They will back off. And then it plays to you because their strength is the great D-line and the multiple looks that they come on defense with. But if you show them that I'm ready for this, now they have to settle down a little bit more, which takes them out of their norm or what they're good at.
Two players to me you really got to watch in this game defensively. Vita Vea.
Yeah,
in the
Vita,
middle.
That's Vita, not Penny. Yeah. The same Polynesian.
Yeah, Vita Vea is a beast.
He's
in the middle of that.
Bruh.
And then Antoine Winfield Jr. on the back end of that defense.
Not the biggest dude in the world.
He'll knock your block
off,
but
he's a bad dude.
Yeah, he's a real player. And it,
you that's know, who Mikey reminds me of a little bit.
I can see mindset wise.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think Mikey can really cover, and I don't know. You know, Winfield is more of like a pure safety in that aspect. But have you watched the Michigan documentary on Connor Stallions yet?
Mm-mm.
You should. If you're chilling at home, got nothing to do, it's on Netflix.
That rarely happens.
I'm not saying necessarily that, like, I think it's done correctly or paints an accurate picture, but throughout this thing, they're showing Michigan highlights from last year, and all Sanford still does is make huge plays for that team. Like, just nonstop. But Antoine Winfield is a bad dude. He forced 6 fumbles last year to go with 3 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're on the back end like that to force fumbles, like, generally, if you see numbers like that, it's like a pass rusher. You know what I mean? Who has much more access to the football. He's much closer to the football.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.